If you're thinking of getting a face tattoo, which I guess you could say like new year, new you, new face tattoo.
New eye drop. I was considering it.
You mean teardrop?
Whatever it's called.
Teardrop.
Would the eye drop be above the eye?
Uh-huh.
It's falling in.
Like I don't mind dropper. The teardrop because I think people would be more intimidated.
Oh.
And no, doesn't it represent, is it a gang member killing somebody?
That's what I've always heard.
Thought so, yeah. Like in the more teardrops you have down, I mean,
the more murders.
Yeah, I'm not like super thug, so I don't know.
Right.
But I've heard that the more teardrops you have, the more murders you've committed.
I just want people to think I did, so they think, ooh, watch out for him.
Well, I'd hold off on that, Jason, because Jelly Roll, who has, I don't even know how many face tattoos he has.
Let's see if I can find out.
He has writing, he has teardrops, he has, I think, some barbed wire maybe somewhere on his neck or something. He says, do not do it. He hates every single face tattoo that he has. Every single one.
Really?
Mm. Yep. He said, of course it goes deeper. You know, he's gone through this transformation where he's lost 275 pounds, which is insane.
275?
Yeah.
Yeah.
275 pounds.
I thought it was 200.
Well, he's down more.
He's still going.
Mm-hmm. He weighed 540 at his very heaviest, and he just graced the cover of Men's Health magazine. And he weighs 275.
That's wild.
But he looks like a crackhead now.
Well.
I mean, I'm sorry. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
See, what did he do? He shaved off his beard.
He shaved the beard. Yep. Listen, even if you're losing weight, you still need the beard because it's going to hide the excess skin.
Which is going to sag.
It's going to sag.
When you
There's
lose
no
that
way
amount of
it's
weight.
Not. Yeah. When you lose that much weight, especially as quickly as he has and dramatically as he has, it's going to happen. It's going to be a thing.
And my understanding is he's doing it au naturel. He's
that's
working
they
out.
They all say that.
He's really changed his diet. I heard an interview with him where he was talking about eliminate like carbs is the big thing. He's like, other than Thanksgiving, he hasn't eaten bread.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't eat bread.
You seem like you've plateaued. And I'm not in a bad way.
What? My.
That's okay.
What?
I mean, that's not hurtful.
He's just checking out
that's
my body.
Not, Jason.
What?
It's not something that you want to hear.
Oh, I thought it was a compliment.
When
because...
you're on a weight loss journey, you've
you're
plateaued.
Maintaining.
Well, yeah, I think you probably want to lose a little more, correct?
I do, yeah. I'd like to lose. I would say I'm over halfway to where I would like to be, but I'm probably close.
And also, you know, if what? I'm acknowledging that you lost half
it's
the weight.
It's just no surprise that here we are in the new year, and it's just right back to the normal.
Right back to the weight.
Well, I didn't know.
I'm glad I had the time off. Yeah.
I didn't know if Matt's resolution was to somehow lose a little bit more, and then you're going to have a problem maintaining that way.
I think I'm going to have a problem doing that, and I'm also extremely concerned about the excess skin that I'm going to have.
You're kidding.
Especially around my stomach.
Oh, yeah, true.
Now, I already have a little bit, but I feel like if I continue to lose the weight that I would like to lose, I feel like it's going to be there.
I know somebody that lost a bunch of weight, and he did have the excess skin. He got some kind of surgery, and it took a lot of it away, but I'm hearing it's not the easiest.
It's painful.
It's a pretty significant recovery and a pretty significant surgery.
I've heard that from people that have had that surgery, and that's what they say, is the recovery is very painful, very long. And I've heard that even at times you have to wear like a drainage bag.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because like it's such a deep cut, because I had a consultation.
It does gross me out. It does. Not the words, but the
not
picture
in
my mind.
Yeah. Like, because I had a consultation.
Get the trash can at least.
My God.
His hands are waving like a toddler. He just tried broccoli for the first time. I've had a consultation about my lipoma, and they mentioned having to possibly do something like that for that, because that's so big.
My lump
on my belly.
Cyst. Mm-hmm. That's benign.
Yeah. It's a, tumor. Yeah.
But it's benign.
Tumor.
It's benign. Yeah. The doctor came in and felt it and goes, how do you know it's a lipoma? And I'm like, it's just what people have told me.
Because I watched Dr. Pimple Popper.
Exactly.
Duh.
He put his hand on it. He goes, oh, yeah, that's what that is. I was like, thank you for now making me panic for 20 seconds.
Another thing you could do, Matt, which might be even a better idea, is hopefully you will continue to lose the weight that you want to lose. Instead of getting the skin surgery, you just can never go to the beach or the pool again.
Why?
Because you don't notice it when he's wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously it would be easier to conceal with a shirt on.
Or Skims. Doesn't Skims do that?
With OL, Skims holds it all in.
Yeah, because I guess I could do like the swim shirt, like the surfer shirt, if I did do that. But that's not me. I don't like being in a shirt.
The man doesn't wear a shirt in his own home.
I hate wearing shirts at the house.
How many times a year do you go to the beach or the pool?
Oh, a lot.
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, my mother-in-law has a pool, so we're there. But see, that's family. I wouldn't care what the family thought.
Well, but
I don't care what they think now.
You don't care what Hannah thinks?
No.
She's with him on the journey.
Yeah.
She sees it as it's happening.
She sees it as, okay, if I have to put up with a little bit of saggy skin for him to potentially live longer, I'll deal with that. Uh-huh. Certain days she's probably like, don't live longer.
I think that's the complete opposite of my wife. I think she would want me to lose a bunch of weight so in her eyes I look better, not necessarily to live longer.
Oh, so she just wants you to be hotter.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Well, we all have different things, you know, like deep goals and desires in life, and hers is just different.
Yeah, I don't know that my wife... When I talk about losing weight or when I've lost this weight, it's been more of a conversation of, I'm glad you're getting healthier so you can be around longer. It's not like, she's complimented me. She said like, wow, that shirt looks really good on you now. I know it used to be really tight. Those kinds of things.
Well, I can see that.
But I don't think that's the motivation.
No, well, I think that for the shirt will look better. I just think the problem would be when the shirt's off, will she have to deal with that with her eyes? But
how about this thought though? If I'm trying to put myself in, you know, as the wife and thinking if this were my husband, I would be concerned about how he feels about it. You know, like I wouldn't want my husband to feel insecure or upset about it.
Yeah.
You know, so I would be very supportive to make sure that he did whatever it was that he needed to do to feel the best.
Sure.
So is this a hint for him to lose weight?
No. I'm putting myself in Hannah's shoes.
Listen, Ben.
No, like how she's
saying. They're all over the house. Good luck finding it. She has definitely told me, like, she's encouraged me to have the consultation about the lipoma because she knows it bothers me.
Yeah.
And she's encouraged me, like, hey, while you're talking to them about that, like, talk to them about the rest of the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go ahead and talk about it and figure out what needs to happen or what would need to happen. But several people that I've talked to that have done it have said, go ahead and get to what you think your goal weight is before you do it, because otherwise, if you continue to lose weight, you're just going to be in the same problem.
But you're going to have to maintain it, or it's going to be a waste of time. And also, I don't think health insurance covers that. Because that's not. Yeah.
It's cosmetic.
Yeah, it's cosmetic. So there would have to be like a reason. Like if it got so bad that there was a constant like rash or issues with it, then potentially you could get some of it covered.
Rash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The skin rubbing on skin. And like moisture.
Jason,
gets
let me tell you
right
something
there.
About big dudes, the chafing issue that we have quite a bit.
Interesting.
Never had chafing from a roll?
You know what you should do? Dive in a pool of scabies, and then you'll have a rash.
Wrong rash.
Wrong rash.
Somebody told
me
they were like, just take like Velcro and just like rub Velcro on it because it'll irritate your skin.
Now you should.
And then you just go to the doctor and say, yeah, this is like you've got to start telling your doctor now that it's starting to bother you. It can't just be cosmetic. It can't just be like, I don't like the way it looks. It needs to be. It's uncomfortable. Right. It hurts. It's sore. And then you kind of build the paper trail with the doctor.
The problem is right now, you speaking about it, it's a form of insurance fraud. So be careful.
Right. I get that.
He also doesn't have it right now because he hasn't lost the amount of weight that you want to lose.
Yeah, I don't know how I'll feel when I lose a little bit more weight.
Yeah. Okay, well, good.
If it bothers me, if it doesn't feel right, if it hurts,
if
it's sore, if they can see it, then that's a problem.